WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. It's an exciting day. Not only are we going to continue with our holiday wish, our new family today is going to be the Hicks family from Wareham. We'll find out their story coming up. It's a heartbreaking one that deals with loss and uncertainty, and I'm sure it will touch your heart and make you want to give whatever you can to help this family out. It is Giving Tuesday. So while we would love for you to support our Holiday Wish family today, our Holiday Wish families all week long, as we partner with Fund 107 and the United Way of Greater New Bedford, if that's not where you'd like to give, at least if you give something somewhere for Giving Tuesday. If you can. We understand not everybody is in a position to, especially this year. That's why we're teaming up with Fund 107 on Holiday Wish this year to make sure that we can help these five families that we'll feature this week. It's also a day where we're going to have a special guest join us. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will speak with professional wrestling legend. I think we can use that word for him, even though he's still going. We're going to talk about that with him. But professional wrestling legend, rock star, actor. Talk show host in his own right. The iconic Chris Jericho will be joining the program in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking with him about his band Quarantine, who are performing at The Vault this Thursday night, The Vault in New Bedford. It is happening Thursday. I did see that they changed the time on the event. They originally had said it was 8 o'clock. It looks like it's going to start at 7:30 now. There is an opening act before Quarantine. And Quarantine plays 80s era non-makeup Kiss. And Chris Jericho will explain to us why they were drawn to that part of the Kiss catalog. But that show is Thursday night. Tickets are still available at vaultnb.eventbrite.com. If you just go to Eventbrite, search The Vault, or go to Eventbrite and search Quarantine, or go to quarantine.com, and Quarantine is with a K. So how you would normally spell it, but with, instead of a Q, it's a K because it's a Kiss cover band. So you can jump on there and get your tickets. You can also enter to win a free pair of tickets because our friends over at Kojo's Toy World in downtown New Bedford, over on William Street, they are giving away a pair of tickets on their Facebook page. So Teddy wanted me to let everybody know that if you go over to their Facebook page, you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see Quarantine Thursday night. But if you don't want to try to win, you just want to get them, they're still available. But we'll talk more about that later on. We also have the story yesterday, the sad news, the passing of Chubby Tavares, the third brother now to pass from the legendary group. And just loved reading the comments from everybody. Because what I've noticed, you know, I don't know the Tavares family like everybody does. I know like extended relatives from Wareham. You know, I had Wareham friends that were Tavares and... Are you related? Yeah, we're related. They're my cousins. Now, as we learned during Cape Verdean Recognition Week with our friends that were in here, you know, the Cape Verdean community considers everybody a cousin. They're all part of a big extended family, but in this case, these were legitimate cousins. And so I, again, you know, I never really got to spend much time with the actual brothers themselves, except for, you know, coming in here to do appearances on the radio or what have you. But other than that, I didn't have many interactions with them personally. Of course, I'm very familiar with the music. But the stories that everybody tells about them is that they're all wonderful men who were raised the right way, who are full of heart, and who would do anything for anybody. And the tributes that have been pouring in have been, you know, touching to see. So we can certainly take your memories, if you'd like to call in, about Chubby, about Tavares. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And also, I wanted to ask the question yesterday, because yesterday was Cyber Monday. And so I don't go on my personal email address frequently. I used to have it set so that I got an alert on my phone if I got an email. And I got so many emails on it from mailing lists and everything else. And I go in and I clean it up, and then more just builds up. And so I turned off the notifications. So I don't remember to go to it all the time. I'll try to go to it a couple times a day and just check. And then usually I get about 100 or so emails in there when I go to check. 100 unread emails. And now I'm not trying to claim I'm popular or anything here. This is mailing list stuff. It's almost all mailing list stuff. And again, it's my own fault because I don't go in there and unsubscribe and all that stuff or move it to junk or whatever. But yesterday I went into my email and I had something like 260 emails just from yesterday. Just from Cyber Monday deals being pushed by anybody that I've ever bought anything from in the last 25 years and might have used my email address for. It was insane. And it wasn't just one email from these businesses, from these entities. It was multiple emails for the course of the day. You know, 12 hours left, 4 hours left. And it was too much. And if I hadn't been in a frustrated kind of, I'm just going to swipe these all away mood, if I had taken the time, I definitely would have gone and unsubscribed to everybody that sent more than one email yesterday. I don't care if it's somebody I shop from regularly and that I take advantage of the deals that they offer me in an email. I was just like, these should all just go right to unsubscribe, but whatever. It was just too much. So the question I was going to ask yesterday is, do you prefer online shopping or in-person brick-and-mortar shopping? And if you had asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said 100% I prefer online shopping. I prefer not having to go out to the store. I prefer not having to go try to find something or get there and find out that it's not there. Or walk into a store and forget what I went there for because I'm not always smart about making a list. There was a time, I don't think they do them anymore, or if they're pushing them, I haven't seen them for a while, but they were pushing for quite a bit these Amazon, was it the pods? Or the pods, the thing where they deliver to. I don't know, but they were like these little buttons that you'd put around your house. That if you had something that you ordered from Amazon regularly, you put this button near where you keep those things. And then when you run out, instead of having to go to Amazon and remember what you needed to order, you just pop this little button and it adds it to your cart. And you could set it to either immediately ship, charge you and ship it out, or, you know, wait for you to review your cart. So if you, you know, if you get your laundry detergent, say from Amazon, you just put the little button over your washing machine. And when your laundry detergent's running low, you pop the button, laundry detergent's on its way. And I thought that was going to be like the greatest thing ever. I started trying to plot out, well, what will I order like this? And where will I put the buttons? And I had it all. So I had a in my old house, I had a closet in my kitchen where I kept the trash barrel and all the cleaning supplies. And I literally went out and got a marker board, hung it on the inside of that door. And my plan was to put the buttons on that marker board of everything that I ordered so that if I ran out of something, I just go over to the door, press the button, and it's on its way. Like, that's how all in I was for this idea. And now, 5 years later, maybe it was the pandemic and not being able to go and shop for a while, or having restrictions when you did go and shop that made me appreciate it a little bit more. But now, I do kind of like going to stores. I do like having the freedom to wander around and pick something up and think about it and then say, yeah, you know what? I'm never going to use this, and then put it back. Or actually, you know what? This is the wrong thing. I am going to try this on before I buy it. You know, I miss all of that option. So as much as I don't like going to stores and dealing with people, I like going to stores and getting the things that I need. I don't want to do a whole bunch of it, but going to one store a day for, you know, a half an hour, I can deal with that. So Cyber Monday is not a big deal for me like it used to be, where I used to jump on whatever those deals are. Now I'm like, you know what? Whatever they're pushing at this deal, it's going to be the same price next week. You know, I wear the Boston Scally caps, and you normally can just get 10% off. And they pretty much give you 10% off every single time you order something. There's one code or another each time for 10% off. And they were making a big deal. Black Friday, 20% off. Cyber Monday, 20% off. And I was like, well, I should really get one while they're 20% off. And then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? We're talking like $5. So I go get something I'm not sure that I need to save $5. Come on. Plus, the last time I bought one, it didn't fit right. I had to return it. Then the new one didn't fit right. But I could tell if I went down a size, it'd be too small. Like, is that even worth getting into to save $5? So yeah, I still like the ability to shop online, and I still like the ability that if I can't find something in the store, I can probably go online and find it. But I like to have the balance of the two. You know, if I need dish soap, I'd rather just walk into Walmart and buy the dish soap on my way home than to order it and have to wait for a package to arrive and, you know, all of that stuff. Granted, you can get that stuff sometimes even same day now. What did I order? I ordered something from Amazon and it came same day. Oh, it's my headphones. The headphones I'm wearing right now. These are, you know, the professional level. These are the industry standard. These are what most people in radio wear. And so I ordered a pair thinking, you know, I'll get them in a couple of days. My old headphones broke. I'll get them in a couple of days. It'll be fine. I'll just deal with the broken ones until they arrive. And I ordered them in the morning. They arrived by the time I left that afternoon because they came out of the Fall River Distribution Center. Amazing. So sometimes, you know, you can get that kind of delivery time, but not always. But are you more of an online shopper now, or are you more of an in-person shopper? And I'm talking about, it could be for the essentials. It could be for, you know, something special. It could be for your gift shopping, whatever it may be. Right now, though, I've got to take my first break of the morning. Let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with the news with Mike Roberts.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
The White House sticking up for the deadly drug boat strikes. TSA with new requirements if you don't have a real ID and time to get rid of those leftovers.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is defending the use of lethal force against alleged Venezuelan drug boats. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about the Washington Post report that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth ordered the killing of everyone aboard an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean, leading to a second strike to eliminate two survivors. Leavitt said that all aspects of the September strike were legal. Congress working to tackle health care costs in the final weeks of the year. The issue became a flashpoint of the 43-day government shutdown, with Democrats refusing to pass a temporary spending measure unless subsidies were extended. Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised Democrats a vote on the subsidies to end the shutdown. You'll have to pay a $45 fee to go through the TSA checkpoints if you don't have a real ID. The TSA announced on Monday the new fee will go into effect on February 1st. To pay the fee, travelers will need to visit TSA.gov to verify their identity before heading to the airport. Scientists believe they have found lightning on Mars, but it's not like the lightning found here on Earth.
In research published in the journal Nature, scientists describe the Mars lightning as mini lightning. That's more like the static electricity shocks you feel when you touch something metal. Dozens of instances of the mini lightning were captured by a microphone on NASA's Perseverance rover. They mostly occurred during dust devils and dust storms. In an article accompanying the study, one scientist noted that new instruments will need to be sent to Mars to verify the findings. I'm Mark Mayfield.
U.S. consumers were expected to spend over $14 billion yesterday for Cyber Monday shopping.
According to Adobe Analytics, Americans are forecast to spend 6.3% more online for Cyber Monday compared to a year ago. Spending is set to build on strong Black Friday momentum as AI-powered shopping tools push online sales. Data found that over half of the online spending is expected to be driven by three categories, which are electronics, apparel, and furniture. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Yesterday was Cyber Monday. Today, Giving Tuesday, the charitable follow-up to the holiday weekend. The event launched back in 2012, asking people to give money, time, or support to a number of causes, communities, and nonprofit organizations. Each year, millions take part through donations and volunteering. New York's New Year's Eve wishing wall is back up and running and beckoning dreamers.
It was erected Monday in Times Square, standing as always at the crossroads of the world. You can submit a wish virtually online, or if you're in town, you can place a wish directly on the wishing wall between now and December 29th. Wishes will be printed and then shredded to become part of the 3,000 pounds of confetti released in Times Square at midnight on New Year's Eve to usher in 2026. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Federal health officials say time time is just about up for any remaining Thanksgiving leftovers. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services pointed to yesterday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, as the day to finish safely eating refrigerated foods following the holiday. Food that was placed in the freezer can be safe to eat indefinitely, but the quality will decline over time. The USDA says frozen leftovers begin to lose moisture and flavor within 2 to 4 months. With over 3 weeks to go until Christmas, the USPS announcing shipping deadlines. USPS Ground Advantage Service or First Class Mail. You'll have until December 17th for packages sent in the contiguous United States. Meanwhile, Priority Mail service users have until December 18th, and Priority Mail Express deadline comes on December 20th. Former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan has been arrested again in Oregon. Police arrested the 44-year-old in Eugene on Saturday for allegedly violating his probation in connection with a domestic violence conviction from earlier in the year. Bryan's fiancée, Johnny Faye Cartwright, was also arrested for DUI, reckless endangerment, and attempted assault. Police have not released further information. The arrest marks Bryan's sixth arrest in the last 5 years. Bryan played the eldest son, Brad Taylor, on Home Improvement. There's a chance the Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year may make you upset.
It has chosen rage bait as 2025's top word. The term is defined as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage. Its origins date back more than two decades when it was first used in online discussion forums. Oxford said its experts noticed the use of rage bait has evolved to signal a deeper shift in how we talk about attention, engagement, and ethics online. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots over the Giants, 33-15, with their 10th win in a row. Bruins are in Detroit tonight with the Red Wings at 7 o'clock, and the Celtics host the Knicks at 8.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Tuesday's forecast includes heavy rain during the afternoon and evening hours for southeastern Mass. It'll be a chilly rain with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. The coastal storm will pull away Tuesday night with conditions drying out towards Wednesday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News meteorologist Katie McNeil.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Back in that song had to grow on me over the years. I remember when, I remember the video back in the day, Fab Five Freddy. But for a long time, it kind of annoyed me. I was like, listen to Debbie Harry trying to rap. But then I realized that they were shining the spotlight on rap and hip hop, something that people outside of New York didn't know about at the time. So they were actually, you know, giving it a little bit more mainstream exposure. And I just heard that song a lot. If you remember the old WBRU and the retro launch, I used to listen to that every day when I was working and in the kitchen. And we would listen to that every single day. And they would play that song a lot and be like, oh, out of all the Blondie songs to play, I don't know why I didn't, why it got on my nerves. But now I don't feel that way. Now I love it. It's kind of like how I feel about Christmas rapping by the Waitresses. I can't stand it. I can understand why other people like it, but personally, I can't stand it. And I'm trying. I'm trying to get over that, but I'm having trouble. Probably because it's everywhere. And as I said to somebody one time, I was like, at least it's not their worst song ever, because that's, I know what boys like. But anyway, 508-996-0500. We're going to get into the Christmas songs as we get closer to Christmas. Those who have listened to this program or listened to me when I was on the 9 to noon slot before that, you know that I don't play Christmas music until we get really close to Christmas. But I will tell you this. Not only will I play it when we get closer, but we're going to do again what we did last year, which is Christmas Eve and Christmas morning here on WBSM. We're going to just play Christmas music. We had gotten that request from some folks over the years, and they said, you know, why don't you play Christmas music on Christmas? Because we just put in our regular holiday clock, you know, with the syndicated programming and all of that. I don't think anybody ever gave it a thought. Fun 107 goes to Christmas music on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. But I don't think anybody ever thought about it for WBSM because, you know, we're not a music station. So we don't really think about that kind of stuff. But it's one of those special occasions where I think we can get away with it. So we did it last year. People seem to like it. So I think we're going to do it again this year as well. And that's also part of the freedom that we have now of not running those football games. I know people got upset. They're like, oh, I like to listen to the football games. I know, but it was a very small portion of people that did. I think I got 2 complaints about not carrying football games anymore. And that decision was made solely for, well, I shouldn't say solely, because it was 2 reasons. The workload involved in scheduling all that and programming all that, and the fact that people were asking they'd rather have the regular programming. We see all the data. More people were listening online to the stream to our regular programming than were listening on the radio to the games. So we said, why are we taking that regular programming off if that's what more people want to hear? And I remember the conversation we had. We're like, well, we're sure we don't want to carry the Patriots. And I was like, nobody's tuning in to listen to the Patriots. Patriots aren't very good. And it's going to be a while before they're good again. And then now look. 10 wins in a row. 11-2 on the season. Top team in the NFL. Come on. What a game last night. I mean, there were times when I thought that they, you know, played down to the opponent a little bit. But that happens when you are a young team or a developing team, I should say. And you're still working on building your identity. But overall, great performance. And Drake May said it before the game. You know, they still have a bit of that Patriot mentality, that Patriot way of next man up. Although Mike Vrabel has changed a lot of the Belichickian philosophies around Foxborough, that's certainly one that they've kept in place. You know, the do your job, next man up idea. And it's working. And the more I watch, because, you know, parts of the season, you know, especially early on in this win streak, you're like, yeah, but look who they're playing. You know, this isn't for real. This is just the benefit of the schedule. But then as the games go along and they go up against, you know, the Buffalo and certainly the Cincinnati game, you look at this and you say, oh, no, I think they are a good team. They might not be ready to make a deep playoff run, but Anything can happen when you don't really know better. Look at the 2001 Patriots. So, I don't know. Getting kind of excited for this. Now they got a bye. They can rest up. Get everybody healthy for the stretch run. I know, you know, when you're on a win streak, you never want to take a week off, but that's all in how you coach them up, right? So I think they got a chance to be a special team this year, and certainly, you know, the future is now. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be featuring our Holiday Wish family coming up in the next hour, the Hicks family from Wareham. It's JB, Cindy, 16-year-old London, and 13-year-old Grayson. And just to give you a little bit of the story before they tell it in their own words, JB passed away just a few days ago. Less than a week ago, the day before Thanksgiving. And he was the breadwinner of the family. He was the glue that held everything together. He was the one who paid the bills. Cindy isn't even sure how to do that without him there. So we're going to share their story with you coming up in the next hour. And if you want to make a donation, we'll have the number for you many times, but you can also write it down just to have it for today and throughout the week. The Holiday Wish hotline is 508-999-0443. Or you can text wishes 25 to 26989. And it's going to ask you, you know, which family you want to support. You can support the Gray family yesterday from Acushnet. You can support the Hicks family today from Wareham. And then we'll feature three more families this week. And we want to thank the great sponsors who help us make it possible to make these holiday wishes come true, including Goulart Square Bakery, Frontera Grill, A&M Driving School, and Precise Inc. Right now, though, I've got to get another break in. Let me do that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in. And that might be how you feel as you're looking around your kitchen. You're like, there's always something there to remind me about why I hate the way this kitchen looks. Maybe it's the ugly cabinets. Maybe it's the drawer that won't close. Oh, you know, we all have that drawer. It's the drawer that, like, you kind of have to close it just the right angle or else it doesn't close properly. You've got the cabinet that doesn't stay closed. You've got the dings and the scratches from all the years of the kids running around and slamming things into them. Or the cat clawing at it to try to get into the food, whatever it may be. There's always something there to remind you about why you just can't stand the look of your kitchen anymore. And right now, Precision Window and Kitchen in New Bedford, they want to be able to give you a kitchen that will help you create all kinds of new memories, good memories, positive memories, because they have new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from. They have countertops and hardware, so you can completely redesign your kitchen. You're going to be spending a lot of time in it this winter. You might as well get the kitchen of your dreams, and Precision Window and Kitchen can help you with that. They also supply and install windows, doors, and more. If you want to find out more, you can go to precisionwindowandkitchen.com or give them a call, 508-990-3576. That's 508-990-3576. Or, again, the easiest way, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. Just saw on WPRI 12, they had an interesting poll, and they said, you know, how do you feel about snow? And it was like, I forget the choices, but, you know, one was like, you like it, or you love it, and the other one was, I hate it, and then whatever the third one was, maybe I'm indifferent toward it. And it was like 30% love it, 51% hate it. And I don't know about you, but I hate it. I don't want it. I guess some of you out there, you're snowplow drivers. That's how you make money, extra money. You need to be out there plowing the snow. But I just hate it. I hate everything about it. Yeah, I guess it looks nice when it first falls and, you know, the moonlight hitting it and all that. Sure, yeah. But then you got to go outside and drive in it or shovel it or any of that other stuff. But you're going to get the people who are like, oh, I hope it snows 3 feet. Yeah, sure. You're going to come pick me up, drive me to work? Anyway, I saw something the other day that I'd never seen before, and it struck me as funny. But someone said snow is actually an acronym. Stands for stuff no one wanted. But they didn't use the word stuff. Another word that started with S. All right, I got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few moments. Stick around. All right, we're going to be going into the newsroom. We're going to get your ABC News. We're going to get your South Coast News.